Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Now, Breege, I see your call. This is very serious. Breege, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Well, what has happened, Breege?
I got a letter from St. James's Hospital stating that it says, I am writing to advise you of the breast implants that you have.
Yeah.
Are called Biocol,
okay.
Which means they're associated with anaplastic large cell lymphoma.
Lymphoma.
So that, and if it is diagnosed and treated early, this cancer has a very good recovery rate.
Okay.
It is not breast cancer. So what I can't understand is, we received this letter. And there's no clinic in place as yet. There it will be in the future, in the next couple of weeks. But I have this letter for over a week. There's no clinic yet in place. I rang the Health Product Regulatory Authority, who had a support number to ring. I rang them, spoke with a man there. And I said, why aren't they suggesting that we have the implants removed? And they were saying, it's not necessary unless you have symptoms. So I said, you want us to wait until we have symptoms of cancer. When we went through horrendous chemotherapy, radiotherapy, operations.
The reason you have these implants is because you had breast cancer.
Yes.
And now they're saying the implants could be.
The implants, first it was said 1 in 1 million.
Yeah.
When I was speaking with the regulatory authority, they were saying that 1 in 1 million was over a year ago. Now it's 1 in 300,000.
But it does say it responds very well to treatment. Is that reassuring to you? I know different things jump out of the letters, right? I totally understandably, Breege. But what's jumping out of that letter for you that's distressing, apart from the delay, which is a mess?
Well, I'm on a group. But I mean, it's 20 years ago since I had cancer, and thank God I'm doing well. I'm still in the hospital system because of genetics and stuff like that.
Right.
But, what I can't understand is, I was told when I was having genetic testing done, I have three daughters. You know, if this comes back, thankfully at the moment everything is okay, they're still keeping an eye, that I need to sit my daughters down or bring them in for counselling, suggest to them having double mastectomies, womb removal and all of that. In just to be sure... In this case, there's implants, not just in me, there's 80,000 people here in Ireland, as far as I know. And the implant is there. And they're saying that it's, you know, it can cause cancer.
Yeah,
it's rare, but it can cause cancer. Why be left with that? You know, your immune system is compromised after having cancer and chemotherapy and everything. So why be left with that? Why would you leave a cancer patient, whether it be X or not, in that mental situation? You know, in my case, I'm 20 years down the road, so, you know,
just with your permission, Breed, I read, not your personal details, but I read some of the wording in the letter, if that's okay. I would like you to be aware of the signs and symptoms of a rare condition called breast implant associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma, BIA-ALCL. BIA-ALCL is a rare cancer of the immune system. If it is diagnosed and treated early, the cancer has a very good recovery rate. It is not breast cancer. BIA-ALCL has been diagnosed in a small number of women worldwide, and although rare, it is mostly associated with high-textured breast implants, in particular the allergen BioCell textured implant. This implant has not been used in Ireland since December 2018. That's relatively recently. About your implant. And this is what jumps out at you. I know, I understand why. Our records show that you have this type of BioCell. It looks like it's in bold, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a photocopy. Our records show that you have this type of BioCell surface implant, tissue expander. I know this is worrying, but let me reassure you that this complication is rare and you do not need to have your implants removed. International experts have reviewed all the information about this condition, and they explain not only is it rare, but when it does occur, it responds very well to treatment. Only a small number of cases of BIAALCL have been seen across the world. I am asking you to be aware of the signs and symptoms of this condition so you can seek medical review. They include, I'll paraphrase them, obviously swelling, finding a lump, any collection of fluid around your breast. What to do? Always good advice to be breast aware. That applies to everyone, including men as well. If you're currently a patient in a hospital 5-year follow-up program, we will discuss the signs and symptoms at your next appointment. When is that due?
They don't have that in place.
Some patients may have had their implants removed. If you would like to contact a hospital team, here's the phone number. Now, did you ring the hospital team?
I rang the hospital. It took me 2 days to get in contact with them, of course, because they were very busy. Everybody got these letters.
It took you 2 days?
It took me 2 days to get through. My husband got through first. He was ringing nonstop.
And how were you for those 2 days?
Well, I just felt angry when I got the letter, how could that mistake be made with cancer patients? And I went, I did a bit of research online and discovered that France and Germany made a law reinforced the law that these implants were not to be used, especially with medical treatments.
Okay.
And, they know this since the law was, it was made in November 2018. And yes, we're only discovering this now. So when I asked the regulatory body, why are we only getting letters now?
Yeah,
and you know this for over a year. A year is a long time for cancer patients. And he said, we were talking to scientists and people like that.
We'll try and find out more. But I know it's difficult to read the letter, especially as I say, you are one. But the other thing to read is all those reassuring. But Breed, we'll come back to this tomorrow, I'm sure. Thanks, Breed, for raising that breast implant causing cancer in rare situations.